The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this, and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable, and it's gotta be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place, because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte, and let's get started.
Hello, friend. Welcome back. And if this is your first time, we're excited to have you join us as part of the Power on Plants family. And that's the way we think of you here, as part of our family. You are one of us. So pull up a chair and, as we say, grab your matcha latte or whatever your favorite plant-based beverage is. And if you don't have one yet, stick around.
Oh, you will.
You will find one, we guarantee. Well, for today's episode, I wanted to talk about something that I feel honestly is really like the elephant in the room. You know, as a provider, as a physician assistant, every now and then I will hear somebody ask about medication, some type of
every
drug.
Every now and then. Pretty much every visit you have somebody ask for medication.
Well, yes, a medication, but I'm not not done yet. Medication
Thanks
about
to advertising.
Yes, medication about weight.
Okay.
You know, that invariably comes up at some point in time, just throughout the course of a week or a month. I will hear a patient ask about something for weight loss because that is something they're struggling with. That, and then the stuff that comes with it, the pain, the fatigue, the cloudy thinking, the inflammation.
Sluggishness.
The what?
Sluggishness. That's one of the big things. That was for us.
High blood pressure, diabetes. I mean, the list goes on. And they recognize that it is an issue, and they feel powerless to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've heard some studies recently where they've talked about some of these medications and how once you stop them, what happens?
That weight comes back.
You know, and it's interesting. There are various different types of medications. There are some that help to suppress appetite, typically the stimulant-type medications. But those aren't really a great solution because they come with their own problems. Like they can potentially cause problems with blood pressure. There can be a dependence that develops with them. And so long-term, not a great solution.
Right.
There are other ones that have been used for diabetes, and they just happen to find, oh, well, you know what? I'm also eating less, and it seems like it helps with my satiety. I eat food, but I'm not starving. I eat less, get less calories, and then end up losing weight. Well, and that seems like a great thing. However, same problem. What happens when you later stop that medication? And one of them specifically is Wegovy. It goes under the name of Ozempic. And the studies that we read about recently talked about those medications specifically because they help deal with making you feel like you're full faster.
Right.
Which, I mean, that doesn't sound like a bad thing, does it?
Doesn't sound like a bad thing.
No, it's like, okay, I'm eating less, I'm finished sooner, I'm getting less calories, but it doesn't really do what?
Make me feel good when I see the people next to me with their plate full of delicious food.
Well, not where I was going with that, but it does
address the root cause
of the problem.
And it comes with side effects. Let's not forget that. And that's the big problem.
Well, side effects. I mean, you have that. But these drugs, too, though, is you have to inject them. You inject them once a week.
Oh, that's fine.
Well, I mean, yes, and it probably is not that big of a problem. It's not that difficult.
But I think about sustainability here. Let's talk about sustainability for a minute, because do you want to be injecting something into your body your entire life to try to maintain a weight that also comes with side effects? How sustainable is that for you? You might think, well, I could do that. I could definitely do that. Well, but do you want to do it for life? Is that a lifestyle you want?
You're desperate. So you think, okay, I could learn how to inject this. Mm-hmm. I can do it. Oh, it's just once a week. But that's the key. Mm-hmm. Can you do it for life? And some of these things, too, are crazy expensive.
Oh, my goodness.
If insurance doesn't cover it, and many insurance policies don't, mm-hmm. one of the medications, you're looking at $1,400 a month.
Okay, let's just stop right there for a minute. We're talking about, we hear people talk about plant-based is expensive, which actually what we know is most families can shave at least $700+ off their grocery bill by cutting out meat and dairy and eggs and all of those animal products and adding whole food plant-based products. But I want you to think for a minute, how much produce, how many nuts and seeds and herbs and spices can you buy for $1,400 a month? Let's just talk about that for a minute.
A lot.
Yeah. And think about all the nutrients that are in there that you don't even know about. The 20,000 plus that they've discovered that they haven't even named yet. And then the ones we already do know about. And the ones they don't even know about yet. Like, you've got all these things going into your body. You don't have the side effects of the other medications. You're happy because your body's adjusting and you're craving these things now. And you feel great afterwards. And you're not limiting your portions. Let me just talk about that for a minute.
Exactly.
Because that's where you start getting hangry. It's like, well, I can only eat this much of this and a cup of that. And you're looking at these charts that you have on a diet or something, or you're thinking you're doing better with the injectables because you're eating less amount. When in your mind, your body's like, I need food. Like, what are you doing to me with these little tiny portions? And we think we have to do this and deprive ourselves. And it's just not sustainable long term because it's a miserable way to live. And it's just not necessary.
And if you want the result that the medication gives you, you have to stay on the medication for life.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just tricking your body to think that it's full. But wouldn't you rather just eat until you're satisfied, give your body what it needs? Then when your body says, okay, my stomach's full, I've got the nutrients that I need, I'm good, I'm done. And you didn't have to use a medication.
Right. And or force yourself away from the table.
You enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. You loved it. You ate until you were satisfied.
Absolutely.
I think that's a much better way to go.
Oh, yeah. Because it is, again, sustainable and enjoyable. And it's not hard to do when you can get your old favorites in the new way that will love you back. This is the key. Have the foods you love in a way they love you back. Listen, you need to memorize that. If you've been around here long enough, you probably already have. But this is the big key, learning how to get those old favorites, but replacing some of the ingredients that are sabotaging your health. This is getting to the root cause. What is sabotaging your health? And what are you not getting that your body is crying out for? Why do you feel hangry after you eat the double-sized Whopper meal? It's not a problem with you. It's a setup. Like, you have been trifected, okay? So you've got fat and oil and sugar all in there with very minimal nutritional content. And you finish that puppy and your body is saying, I know you gave me the double fries and the double burger and the double drink, but I am hungry.
I'm still missing some stuff here.
And you think you
give me more.
Right. And you think you've got a problem with yourself. Like, I've just got an eating problem. No, you don't. You've been set up because there are craveability experts. Listen, you need to know about this. Companies hire craveability experts to put these things into their products to bring you back for more. We've talked about this before, but yes. I have to mention it again because it's so crucial that you get that you think you've dealt and struggled with this problem on and off your entire life, and you've lost some and you gained some. But the real issue is the foods that have been set up to bring you back for more. Now, you've got the trifecta I talked about. You know, the craveability experts look at putting more fat, oil, and sugar into the foods because it keeps bringing you back and it's making you feel awful and you're still hungry.
And why do these different companies and corporations do this? Because they want to sell more, because they want to make profits.
Exactly. They're not thinking about your health in the long run and the bottom line. They want to bring you back. It is a big business. And then you look at the fact that products you're buying now and putting in your pantry. Now we're not talking about fast foods anymore. Those products that taste oh so great. And you wonder why you think, I've just got to have a this or that, whatever that snack is for you. Start looking at the ingredients label, because many times you're going to find something called casein in there. Casein is put there intentionally. Now you're also going to find the trifecta, because they also hire craveability experts and know what you crave. Okay. They study it, they learn it, and they put it into the food to bring you back. So the casein is a protein from cows, okay, from cow products like dairy, okay? So it's a protein from dairy. What they've discovered is that protein keeps bringing the baby calf back to the mom, which is a great thing, because calves are supposed to come back to the mom to become a what? A cow. Okay?
That's right. To grow
to a full-grown cow. Now think about that for a minute.
To do so quickly.
Absolutely. And so they're taking that protein out and putting it into the products to make you crave it, because it has the same effect on your brain. It is a morphine-like effect, and it keeps you happy and coming back for more.
So if you've ever put cream in your coffee, and I use this as an example because I used to do that, where you have that first sip and you just feel the sense of, that's the casomorphine effect.
I had that because I used to have a little coffee in my cream, if you know what I'm talking
well,
about.
Well, that, but also even with cheese, like with cheese pizza, extra cheese. You take that first bite and then, it's like, okay.
Yeah,
that's
now,
the
seriously,
morphine effect.
That was my story. It was me. I told y'all, I was the dairy queen. You know it. It was crazy how much I craved cheese, and I could not walk by a cheesecake without buying cheese. Pizza, extra cheese with the cheese filled crust. Yes, that was me. And there's a reason for it. I really didn't have a problem. I was being set up. And you know what? I didn't even realize I was overweight. I'm just going to be honest. But you get on Instagram and look at the before and after carousel that Jared and I posted.
Please
of our weight.
Please don't, but it's there if you want to see.
Go to it. Look at it. Seriously, let it inspire you. We have a friend also, Stephanie, and you need to look at her Instagram page. It's Clean Food Mama, because Stephanie has lost over 165 pounds now eating whole food plant-based. Jared and I lost over 70 pounds without even trying. We didn't even do it for weight. Neither did she.
But we did it for health, but that was just a nice side effect.
We felt bad. And so we weren't trying. We weren't calorie counting, portion controlling. We were finding the way to eat the foods we loved that actually would benefit our health. And it made us feel good. And food lost its hold on us. And we found what someone we were working with called food freedom. And it was just brilliant. Like, I love that term, and we use it all the time now, because this is what learning the Power on Plants method of eating whole food plant-based can do for you and will do for you. We've seen it time and time and time again. We've experienced it. It's not just that study after study shows that whole food plant-based is the way to live if you want to feel good, so you can live the life you want to live and live a longer and more full and productive life. It's also that we experienced in our own life with all these different diseases. It's not just the weight we lost. We lost clogged arteries. I lost fibrocystic breast disease and some crazy autoimmune symptoms. I lost frozen shoulder and joint pain and low energy every day, where I didn't even feel like taking care of my family. All those things are gone. I had a bladder disease that was absolutely miserable. It's like having a UTI every day of your life. And the doctor's telling you, you're going to have this forever. Yeah, they told me that. And were putting me on these strong medications that had terrible side effects. And lo and behold, when I started whole food plant-based, it went away. I want y'all to stay tuned, because we have in an upcoming episode a client of ours who's going to share her story. You have to hear what happened when she started eating whole food plant-based. But we want to talk to you specifically today about weight loss. Yes, eating this way can solve a whole slew of problems. Why? Because it's how we were created to eat. These are the foods that, when in their full package and not pressed out or pulled out, can heal us and give us the nutrients our bodies were created to thrive on.
And if we don't understand that, we will get locked into this never-ending cycle of doing the same old thing, the same old way. We get the same results. And of course, you don't want to do that, but what's the solution? The solution that you hear? Well, listen, there's this medication. Your neighbor's cousin tried this, lost a bunch of weight. Now, the thing is you're not going to hear the rest of the story that a year later when they had to stop it because the medication was no longer covered or they had side effects. And what they have shown in studies is that within a year or sooner, all that weight comes back.
And then some, generally.
And then some, mm-hmm. along with the health issues and also that defeated feeling of, I failed again.
And you know, I think that's the worst part, because then again, it increases that feeling in you that you've done something wrong, that you're somehow a failure. And that is just not true.
Really, that's what breaks our heart the most.
Yes,
is that
absolutely.
Along with the not being able to live that life you were meant to live. Mm-hmm. This really is in that same category as thinking that a strict diet of eating nothing but cabbage.
Grapefruit. Cabbage. Lettuce.
And we're not hating on grapefruit or cabbage.
No.
But, you know, there have been these weird diets of cabbage mm-hmm. soup. That's all you can eat and you're going to lose a bunch of weight.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't address the problem. That doesn't give your body what it needs. And so we want to let you know this.
And think about the one-off things like the medications that we're talking about. Again, Jared saying that doesn't get to the root problem. And the thing is, your body is still not getting what it needs. And you're still getting the things that are sabotaging your health. So even if you're dropping some pounds, you're still unhealthy. You're still going to continue to have clogging arteries on the inside. And all these disease things are going to be progressing. If you lose weight by nature, yes, some things can improve, but you've still got all that garbage going in and all the things that you need nutritionally, you're not getting. And we want you to be able to not only get those things, but look forward to eating them, not just because you're going to feel better, not just because you're going to lose the weight, but because you're going to start craving those things, because you're going to start loving those things,
yes,
because your taste buds will change. And it happens rather quickly when you go all in. So if you're willing to go all in with injections and you're willing to go all in with side effects, be willing to go all in with plant-based, because I'm telling you, it is one of the easiest ways. You think just doing one thing at a time is easiest, but really you're still eating those things that are keeping you addicted. So we want you to know these truths. Go back and listen to this again. Write down the things we've talked about. The craveability experts, the trifecta of addiction, casein, okay, that keeps you addicted like a calf coming back to a cow, that will grow you into what it was meant to grow a calf into, okay? You got to think about these things. There's a reason you're not being told these things, and we're not going to get into all that, right? A lot of doctors, a lot of medical providers have very good intentions for you. They were just not told these things. They were not taught them in the institutions that they went to. Why do we know? Because we went to those institutions.
The very same institutions,
right?
Yes.
But we faced our own health challenges. We were overweight. We were struggling with a lot more things than we've discussed here today. And yet, one by one, they've reversed. And you're told these things can't reverse, or you're going to be struggling with this forever because somehow you have a problem.
Or
somehow
you'll need the medication forever.
If you haven't listened to the cholesterol episode, go back and listen to it. Even if you don't have high cholesterol now, you need to hear that episode, because we talk about a friend who wrote to us and she reached out and she said, look, my doctor has told me that I have high cholesterol. And I asked her about reversing it naturally. And my doctor said, it's impossible. Take a pill. That's seriously what she was told. So you've got to be able to rethink these things and think for yourself, because sometimes even well-meaning people can misdirect you if you're not informed. So be informed. I'm not talking about being informed by the drug company ads, okay? Like, that's not what I'm talking about here. Look into the research, dig into it, or listen to somebody who's digging in, who sees the research that has been there for decades. It's been there for a long time. And we love showing up and giving you this information because these are the things that can change your life. Friend, we wish you all the best. And if you are having a weight loss struggle, do not lose hope. Go back, implement some of these strategies. And if you want to start implementing whole food plant-based, just listen to episode after episode and do one thing and keep an eye out. Because if you need accountability, and sometimes that's the one thing that's missing, or just someone to ask your questions to when you're on this journey, we are here for you. Very soon, Power and Plant Society, our exclusive membership for busy women who want to learn how to gain energy and feel vibrant so they can do all the things they want to do in life. It is going to be opening up for you. I do not want you to miss this opportunity. Seriously, for less than a cup of coffee at Starbucks a day, you can join the membership. $3 a day. Seriously, and get the help that you need. We have clients overcoming multiple conditions inside the membership. And as we go, you're going to be hearing from some of them even here on this podcast. But I want you to know, and Jared wants you to know, that it is possible. Not only can you do this, you can do it without misery, without dieting, limiting your calories, your portions, counting points, keeping up with grams and carbs, and worrying about your protein. No, you don't need to do any of those things. Plants have all the protein you need, and you don't even have to count it. Okay, like, it just does. Go back and listen to our episodes about protein. Search it. We've got the information on the podcast.
And the crazy thing, I just have to interject this here. Plants are the original source of protein. So animals have to get their protein, their amino acids, from plants. So even the proteins you're getting from animals came from plants.
So just cut out the middleman and eat the original source. You're going to do so much better, right? So if you don't know how and you think, I'm not sure what to do, get on the wait list and watch your emails and listen to the podcast. We'll be announcing when it opens. We only open a couple of times a year. Do not miss this opportunity. It can change your life. We love you and we want what is best for you. That is our heart's desire for you. If this podcast has helped you in any way or you find it inspirational, you can help us out by leaving a rating, which is your star rating, and a review on Apple Podcast or on Podchaser if you're an Android user. This would help us more than you know. We really need this so that we can reach more people with these important messages that they are not hearing the normal route. So go ahead right now and just take just a second, hit the star rating and leave a written review. Honestly, it can be one sentence. Just leave a positive review and it will help us to share this message with others. We wish you all the best, and I hope you have a great week, Sunshine. We'll see you next time on Power on Plants.